This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. Even with the intense recent focus on healthcare reform and the economic crisis, climate change and the environment are a gigantic issue that isn't going away.
Global warming is a hot topic.
A vast
everywhere.
Majority of Americans, 85%, now believe global warming is
real,
probably
and
happening.
It's almost certainly caused by what we humans do to this planet.
How much is the concern over climate change a panicky left-wing myth? How much really is established science?
Stolen emails from top researchers were posted online. Global warming skeptics saying those emails suggest that scientists may have worked together to manipulate global warming data.
Well, in any case, the fact remains that going green, sustainability, is one of the defining issues of the early 21st century.
For while the reality of climate change is not in doubt, I have to be honest, as the world watches us today, I think our ability to take collective action is in doubt right now.
Today in Studio 360, we're taking a look at some creative approaches to our environmental challenges. We'll hear from scientists and engineers and artists with cutting-edge solutions that just might change their corners of the world entirely. And some that are a little out there.
And I open it up, so the two crates open, and the guts of the electric circuit is right there.
This is Muna Andreas. She's showing us her invention, the power cart. It's a portable street generator that runs on renewable energy.
I need to find a hammer.
The thing fits in a couple of wine crates clamped to a hand truck. There are gears made out of wood the size of dinner plates. The front of the cart has a 12-volt solar panel. We sent Ada Lee Halofsky along to try it out.
Muna Andreas is in the middle of repairing the power cart. Muna manages with a pair of pliers.
Every time you think something's going to be easy and will be done in 10 minutes, something else happens or breaks or doesn't work or doesn't fit.
The power cart basically works like this. A hand crank rotates a set of gears, which turn the shaft of a motor. That generates energy, which gets stored in a battery. The solar cell also charges the battery. The cart is wired to about 20 connectors for cell phones, laptops, even household AC outlets. But here's the thing. Muna is not at all qualified to build something like the power cart. Muna was a web designer who got tired of clicking and dragging.
Every time I connect a cell phone, my heart stops for about a second or two until that charge happens. And before I plug them in, I look at them and I say, you know, the American thing, la la la, you resign all your rights and liabilities in case something happens. And they laugh and I plug it in. I say, I said it, you know.
First, are you an engineer, an artist, a scientist, or, I mean, there's a lot of engineering in here.
George Sidebotham is a professor of mechanical engineering at the Cooper Union in New York. I brought him in to check out the power cart.
So I don't know if you're trained or if you have someone helping you out or if you're a tinkerer. Or
not an engineer at all. In the context of this project, picked it up on the fly, mostly online.
Okay. So all of the electrical wiring and all the components and things, you just went online and sort of taught yourself? And you did all the connections yourself. And
pretty soon they were collaborators.
You know, maybe a small windmill or something. And you can take a basketball and cut it in half and tie it together and put it in a wind.
There are other devices that let people self-charge their gadgets, things you can do at your desk or watching TV. But she thinks there's something special about a pushcart.
I've always been fascinated by street vendors. Ever since I was young, either traveling or in Lebanon, where I'm from originally, they're really mobile and going from people's places to other people's places. And every time they arrive, they'll make a specific sound. They'll scream in Arabic, you know, kak, kak, the bread. And so if you're sitting in your house and you hear him from far, you know they're coming.
Muna pushes the 60-pound load at a pretty fast clip.
It's actually really not that bad. You have to find the right angle.
Most of the traffic we hit is on the sidewalk from rubbernecking. You are a spectacle pushing this thing.
It's a power generator.
Oh. Does it work for you?
Or yeah, it works.
Really?
Yeah.
And this is your invention?
Yeah.
Kinetic electricity.
Exactly.
Right. I remember my science. Thank you for reminding me.
Very cool.
Love that part.
Awesome. This is exactly what the world needs.
What?
It's perfect.
Why?
Because, like, electricity should be free because it's the universe. Like, it's our world, you know?
It still costs a lot of money and work and time, but today it's free.
That guy lost his phone charger 3 weeks before and was thrilled to get a boost. He left his phone for an hour to run some errands and came back, happier than ever with the universe.
We could make tons of these and bring them all over the city. We got to expand it beyond cell phones. There's got to be a way to, like, power other things. Like, how are we going to find that need, you know? Like.
But most people aren't willing to walk away from a cell phone, much less a laptop. And about 3 hours out, we had only three customers, including me.
Like so many things in the renewable energy, is it going to change the world by itself? No, of course not. And so much of it, really, of our future is mindset. People are going to have to be willing to say, I have to change my lifestyle.
When you get out of your lab and you go in the streets and you meet real people, it's always invigorating. It reminds you why you've been doing all that. So I think the power card story is not over. It's going to have a little life.
For Studio 360, I'm Ada Lee Halofsky.
Mountains can be movable.
And you can see some pictures of the power cart at studio360.org.